Morning, Ireland. It's almost a quarter past seven. The number of people who have died from coronavirus COVID-19 infection on the island of Ireland is now 345, 82 people in the north and 263 people in the Republic. That's a rise of 12%. Despite projections that the spread of the disease is slowing here, it's expected that current restrictions on people's movements will be extended later today. Worldwide, almost 96,000 people have died from the virus, the biggest death toll in Italy. There are now over 1.6 million reported cases of the virus, the highest in the US. New York now has more cases than any country and more deaths than from 9/11. In Britain, another 881 people have died in hospital from the virus. Their Prime Minister has moved out of intensive care. Here, there are around 900 people in hospital with the virus, the highest in Beaumont in Dublin. There are almost 500 people in hospital suspected to have the virus but awaiting test results, the highest in Limerick. At a news conference, Professor Philip Nolan, president of Maynooth University, who is chair of the National Public Health Emergency Teams Modelling Group, said there is clear evidence that the social distancing measures are having a very profound effect on the transmission of the virus.
The third thing that we're monitoring is a very important indicator of the epidemic, and that's the effective reproduction number. And that's that, in essence, is for any one person who's infected with the virus, how many other people do they infect? And obviously social distancing measures reduce the opportunity for transmission and therefore reduce the reproduction number. At the beginning of the epidemic, that was in the region of four, or a little bit over four. When we closed schools, we measured it at around 2.7. And we're comfortable that number now is very close to one, so that each individual is infecting one other individual on average. But I say very close because that very close is critically important. If that number is even a little bit over one, cases will grow slowly but inexorably. If it's a little bit less than one, the number of cases will decline, and it's very sensitive to what that is. So we know it's close to one, but we don't know precisely what it is. Is it a little bit above one or a little below one? We can't answer that question with confidence just yet.
That's Philip Nolan. Let's speak to our science correspondent, George Lee. George, we'll come back to those modelling figures in just a moment, but the current restrictions apply until Sunday, and a decision is expected today to extend those restrictions, George. But for how long?
Well, we don't know how long they're going to say the restrictions will be extended, because people will remember that when they brought them in the first place, they brought them in for 2 weeks, but it was as clear as the nose on your face that they were going to have to last longer than that, because the issue of the virus all over Europe was all over the news, and everybody could see that it was very, very dangerous, so 2 weeks wasn't going to do it. So it's difficult to know how long they'll announce them for today, but there's no question that they're going to extend them. The big issue, I suppose, will they be doing a little bit more? Will they certainly be giving consideration to doing a little bit more, and what could that be? And the reason for that is because of the suggestion from Philip Nolan that we need to get the reproduction rate of the virus down even further. And when you think about it, if they have thrown everything at it in terms of restrictions to date, and everybody has done their part in terms of trying to live with those restrictions, and you can sense the extent to which in some places some people are getting fed up with them, and you wonder about effort and wonder whether or not maybe the restrictions, although they now need to be enforced. I was stopped myself just before 7 o'clock by the Gardaí, wondering where I was going, coming to work and so on. So they're out there enforcing these restrictions. But if it were to lax, and if the restrictions were to become slightly less effective over a period of time because people became bored or complacent with them or wanted to do a little bit more, well, then you get the reproduction rate of the virus back up. So Philip Nolan says you need to get it down even further. Well, what would that take? And I'm sure that the National Public Health Emergency Team will give that some consideration today, and we'll have to wait and see whether or not in time that results in any tightening anywhere.
Philip Nolan said that for every person who becomes infected, about another one person will be infected too, but he conceded that there's still uncertainty at the rate of growth of the infection. What's he basing these projections or modellings on?
But he's basing them on all the numbers that they've seen in terms of the hospitalizations, the admission to intensive care units, the daily rates in terms of cases. He's built in it's not just him, there's a team of mathematicians that he is chairing. They've built in the possibility that, you know, a lot of the people who have this disease have not been tested, and some of them will not be tested. And that for every five that they've got, he said they're making allowances for the fact that there could be five more who are going undetected. So he's convinced that his model, which is a mathematical sequence of equations, which tends to kind of represent the relationship between how much people are contagious this disease is and what the numbers are saying. They're convinced that that is robust, very robust, so robust that they're happy enough to begin to show us the graphs that it's producing. So it's on the data that they say, and they feel that they've made allowances for all sorts of quirks and anomalies in the data and so on. So that's why they're saying that the reproduction rate has gone down.
A further insight this morning into what's happening in hospitals here. Around 900 confirmed cases, mostly in Dublin, but about 500 suspected cases in hospital awaiting results.
Well, that's right. These are people who are being treated as if they have COVID-19, and no doubt the people who are treating them in the hospital know the classic classic symptoms. So they really are very strongly suspected of having COVID-19, and so it's 476 who are suspected cases in hospitals around the country waiting for those results. And in terms of the hospitals with the largest numbers, there you've got Limerick University Hospital with 52 people waiting for results. And Vincent's Hospital in Dublin, 43, the Mater, 39, and Mayo University Hospital in Castlebar has 37 people who they believe have COVID-19 infections who they're treating, but they're still waiting for those results.
George, we were talking yesterday about face masks and that change in the advice from European-based experts, the European Centre for Disease Control. What did Tony Holohan have to say about that?
Well, it's very interesting on that one, because he's taken a particular point of view which is slightly different, I suppose, to the recommendations from the European Centre for Disease Control. Now, the European Centre for Disease Control had made the point before in total agreement with the position that the Irish Public Health Emergency Team took, that there may, whatever about the benefits of wearing masks, there were very significant risks and you had to balance one against the other. But they looked at it again and they said, well, hold on, maybe they're not so bad. The World Health Organization doesn't think they're that bad. They're wearing them in very many Asian countries. Well, what it does, it helps prevent the spread of the disease, and recommended and suggested that people might wear them as a form of social solidarity, not to protect them, but to protect other people. And Dr. Tony Holohan has maintained his position and the position of the National Public Health Emergency Team. It may be appropriate if a doctor has said to somebody it's worth your while to wear a mask, but for the vast majority of people, the risks still outweigh the benefits. They will be touching the masks, they will be doing all sorts of things in terms of handling the wrong part of the masks. They wouldn't have training, that they can literally spread the virus much more than they think with that mask on if they're not doing it properly. So they're still of the point of view that they're not recommending the wearing of masks in Ireland.
George, thank you. That's our science correspondent, George.